Now, to what extent has the issue of diet and exercise already been looked at in other studies in terms of colon cancer recurrence?
In terms of colon cancer recurrence, there is a group in Australia that's looked at physical activity. They primarily looked at physical activity pre-diagnosis and showed that their physical activity levels before diagnosis seem to have some effect on patient outcomes. We actually look at it also in the Nurses' Health Study, which is a study of 121,000 women being followed since the mid-1970s. And of the women who got colon cancer, we looked at actually their pre-diagnosis as well as their after-diagnosis physical activity. And the strongest findings actually for after-diagnosis physical activity, and again seeing about a 50% reduction in colon cancer recurrences. In terms of diet, there's actually much less out there. There is a very early study out of the group at Utah from Dr. Slattery that looked at diet in patients who had a mix of stage of disease from stage 1 to stage 4. And her only finding was actually related to total calories, increasing one's risk of recurrence. But it's a harder study to interpret given the heterogeneity, and it was also a fairly small study. So this is the largest prospective in people already have cancer, having their diet and lifestyle recorded pre-recurrence or mortality.
What about the same issue in terms of, again, diet and exercise in other tumors, beginning with breast cancer? And in our breast cancer series, we've been talking for several years now with Rowan Chablowski about the WIND study and other related research and the new paper that came out. Can you summarize, again, what you see as what's going on in breast cancer and also other tumors in this perspective?
So in breast cancer, it's probably been the farthest along looking at these factors for more years. I think the most consistent and compelling data is actually related to weight and adiposity. So women who have a higher weight or who gain weight 1 to 2 years after diagnosis, most studies have shown that that does increase your risk of breast cancer recurrences. Diet's been a harder factor in terms of breast cancer to fully understand how it's affecting. It is the only cancer where there's been randomized studies. And as you mentioned, Rowan Chablowski's WIND study showed that lowering one's fat intake affects breast cancer recurrences, though it seems to affect primarily estrogen negative, progesterone negative breast cancers and not necessarily the positive cancers, which is a little against the initial hypothesis of how it should have affected women. John Pierce's recent study on fruits and vegetables suggested that going up to 10 servings of fruit and vegetable per day versus 5 servings of fruits and vegetables per day did not impact one's risk of cancer recurrences. But one could also argue that, at least in terms of the risk of developing breast cancer, diet may be a little less of a factor in terms of breast cancer than, for example, in colorectal cancer.
What about other tumors outside of breast and colon?
So there's less large data sets for other tumors. There is some data for prostate cancer, and there's actually a proposal to look at fruits and vegetables in prostate cancer that John Marshall at Roswell Park is doing, what's called the MEAL study, related to fruits and vegetable intake. And other cancer types have been less studied, but also less convincing that diet and certain lifestyle, particularly physical activity, affects one's risk of developing. I would say endometrial cancer, probably physical activity and obesity affects your risk of developing endometrial cancer, though I don't know of any studies for cancer survivors. There is a large study that's soon to be initiated on physical activity in ovarian cancer patients. I think there are going to be patients who had debulking surgery are going to gain chemotherapy, and it's actually going to be a randomized study of physical activity that'll be opening soon related to ovarian cancer patients.
We actually had a colon cancer think tank this summer. My co-chair was Rich Goldberg, and actually the morning of the meeting, we found ourselves next to each other in the gym on the Stairmasters, and we started talking about wins, and we were talking about your CALGB analysis, and I was saying, you know, well, when are we going to see a prospective randomized study? And he said, well, we're about to have a CALGB meeting. I think we're going to talk about it. And actually, in the think tank itself, we talked a lot about it. And